It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We'll do it live! F***ing thing sucks!
So,
it's the Mike O'Mara Show.
How do you sit like that?
Yoga.
Sit on floor and put together cherry whip.
Yo, duh.
It's the office. We get two like Mike O'Mara's there when I was supposed to get one.
It was an extra, yeah.
But you're playing Fantasia, right?
I was hoping you'd notice that, not the extra Mike O'Mara.
And this isn't the American Idol version.
This is the studio version.
Liz and I are digging this.
Yeah, I like it.
Crank it a little bit.
It's sultry.
It is Friday. Mind if I get up?
Hey, baby. Come on. Hey, big bride. Come on in, baby. Dance with me. Yeah.
Rob rocks. Really, sometimes he rocks. Sometimes he does things that are just so nice. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. That dad was shaking her moneymaker.
You know, wow. Can you get Gary Conrad back to help me forget that moment?
My eyes.
Don't go anywhere. I have a question for you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Get on the line to get on the air. 877-365-3636. We'll have our first buzz of the afternoon in a second here, but I do want to mention Hog Fest 2008.
Yes.
Biker Friday is 1 week from today. Mm. 1 week from today, we will be out in our parking lot. Mm-hmm. We will have the hogs. We will have the roar of the engines. We will have the barbecue
you
and hot dogs. We're going to have, it's really growing here.
Babes.
I am very, very, yes, babes are going to be involved in this.
Right.
I am very excited about the way this is developing
sure.
now. Let me tell you what we do have. I mentioned the barbecue from Just In Time Catering. We will have music from the Bad Influence Band.
Cool.
Check them out tonight at the Surf Club in Hyattsville on Sunday at Wine in the Woods in Columbia.
Hi.
We will have a...
Check them out.
We will have demonstrations. I'm getting a wasabi potato chip that is about to make its way out of my esophagus.
Oh, it's going up
me.
Or going down?
Going up. Demonstrations for motorcycle riding concepts. These are the people that train you how to be a better biker, and these are all Motor Squad guys.
Cool.
You've seen these guys in the parades. They're amazing. I mean, they're amazing to watch, and anybody that's any kind of biker is amazed by these guys.
Mad skills.
We will have prizes and displays from Patriot Harley-Davidson and Crazy Jane's Custom Cycles in Chantilly. Crazy Jane's going to bring down some choppers for us.
One. They can bring down one. The custom,
one,
right.
One chopper.
Ooh, a custom bike.
And Patriot's going to be bringing up a couple of bikes to
yeah.
To show us for that. Mm-hmm. We will have a competition for the hottest biker chick, mm-hmm. the scariest biker, the king of queens, the biggest piece of S bike, and, of course, best in show, which
right.
we will judge. And how are we doing with getting some waitresses?
CK is on it.
Good. Okay. Well, so
if
it's
anybody can do it. He
growing
can.
Here. Oh, God. All
unlike
right.
CK.
Hold on. Give out the
yes,
phone
that's
number.
True.
Tom, what can we do for you?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tom.
Hey buddy.
Hey, Tommy.
What's happening, Tom Gavin?
Guess what?
What?
Is he on the air?
How could you have guessed that?
What does that mean? He put us on hold?
Doing that there.
What? Oh, we're doing fine. Right. What were you playing, Tom?
Are you up there? Hello?
Tom, can you hear us?
Yeah, how you doing?
Tom, what were you playing there?
I was playing a little bit of country for Beth Ann McBride.
Oh, thank you.
McBride.
Why?
A little bit of country? Why? Because she's a country fan?
Yeah, she's a country fan.
Beth Ann, are you a country fan?
Not at all.
Tom, can you sing a country song to Beth Ann?
Yeah.
Good.
Go ahead. Sing along with it.
I'm going to.
Are we on the air with him?
Tom Gallo.
Yeah, baby. You think we're on the air with him?
Yeah,
I think so.
I do.
Hey, Tom.
If he doesn't tell us, we can sue him.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, are we on your radio show?
Yeah.
Are you on what? Plug your radio show. Go ahead. Tell us what air we're on.
It's on FC. It's on WBR.
Uh huh.
And it's in Fairfax and Maryfield.
Yep.
And
what's the frequency?
It's on the internet.
On the internet. We're on the internet right now.
Yeah, you're on the internet right now.
It's the Tom Gavin Show.
Yep, yay. It's the Tom Gavin Show.
All right,
here.
Listen to this. All right, Tom, here we go. This is Mike O'Mara, and
yep.
you're listening to the Tom Gavin Show.
On WBR and WJFK.
On WEBR and WJFK.
Yep, and as also anybody out there listening,
uh-huh.
next Friday is the Bikers Week. It's
Hogfest 2008.
Yep.
Next Friday.
Say it. Say it. Hogfest 2008, Tom.
Hogfest is out there next Friday, and I'll be out there with you all, and jamming with the band.
And you're going to be bringing your motorcycle, right, Tom?
I'll bring my motorcycle. I'm bringing all the babes. I can get the babes from Hooters.
Yeah.
Hooters out there.
Yeah.
I'm counting on you, Tom.
Tom Gavin, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roar, Tom.
Whoa.
Make it sound like a parrot. You rock, Tom. We'll see you next Friday.
Okay.
Bye.
Hey, babe, how you all doing up there? That was Tom Gavin up there and Mike O'Mara. Hey, me. Hey, Mel. Hi. Hey, guys, give us a call. 703-560-8255.
He doesn't know.
That's all right. It's his radio station.
Yes, it is.
He has no idea that
he
has
only had that one song.
He doesn't know that he didn't hang up on us. Does he know? Hey, Tom.
Tom.
He's in the music right now.
He's in
the
zone. Now.
Yeah.
Tom.
So if you come out to our biker event next Friday and you see a gentleman balancing a cane
That's
on his head.
Funny.
He did hang up. He eventually hung up. That's Tom Gavin, sure, everybody.
It sounds like he's playing the same song over and over again.
That's what
it?
He's doing. That's Tom Gavin. All right, we'll get more of your love life later on, Beth Ann McBride. We didn't have time to do it because we have to get our first buzz of the afternoon. But Beth Ann will be there for Biker Friday, baby. Wearing her leathers.
Oh,
hot.
Wearing her leathers. All right, Buzz, what's happening?
Well, I know you're going to want to talk about this, Mike, and that is that now, this afternoon, Barack Obama is blasting back at President Bush for the comments Bush made in Israel yesterday.
Appeasement. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
That's what it's about. Bush called Barack and other Democrats appeasers. And at a town hall meeting in South Dakota today, Obama called it the kind of appalling attack that has alienated the U.S. from the rest of the world.
Yeah, well.
Obama said he would never negotiate with a terrorist organization like Hamas, and he said both Bush and John McCain have a lot to answer for when it comes to U.S. foreign policy.
You know, as much as I bitched about the whole Reverend Wright thing when it was on the other side, this to me is the same kind of crap. I mean, this is not an issue, okay? Yes, he made a speech to the Knesset. Yes, it was bad to say appeasement because it was bringing back memories of Nazi Germany, but I mean, it's the whole appeasement is the whole word that it was used, and it was the whole thing with Neville Chamberlain.
Right.
But it's, once again, when you really, really, really add it all up, you know, this is the kind of crap that they're going to dwell on.
See,
I still want issues, man.
This isn't foreign policy. The peace in the world is an issue, would say.
But the thing is, it's words. It's words. And what it is you've got Barack Obama, who's, you know, I think he's got to respond to it. And when you talk, here's the one issue I do have with it.
Right.
You are talking to, you know, at the 60th anniversary of Israel, you are talking to the Knesset. You are invoking a memory of a terrible time.
Very emotional
in all of our history.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're exploiting it.
Right.
And that's wrong. But as I said, it still gets back to, you know, it's this crap that we have now. And I understand saying it's a BS move, but, you know, 24-hour news cycle. Okay, he did it. He did it because he's trying to, you know, stoke up the world and say, Barack Obama is an appeaser, and if you go with him, you know, we're gonna have Al Qaeda at our shores. Mm-hmm. That's what he's trying to do.
Right.
We know that. But then you move by it, and I feel almost the same way when this continues and continues. It's the same kind of crap. I still want to see him just talk about their plans and what they have to do.
Well,
this is not that.
Okay, well, this is Obama's plan, is to meet with the president of Iran, and that's what stirred up the controversy originally. It does speak to foreign policy, and it will be discussed further because Obama says he looks forward to debating Mr. McCain in those unmoderated debates that they're planning to have.
I look forward to that, and that's, to me, what I'm going to be paying attention to.
Right.
I want to hear what they have to say. You know, not what old dummy is saying over there. And, you know, I mean, he's over there still trying to get his last little shot. He's got 27% approval rating.
I know.
Who gives an ass, really? Who cares about that? Of course he's doing this crap. What, do you expect anything more from the guy?
No, not a thing
Of
more.
Course you
no,
don't.
Right.
But Buzz, at a certain point, if you dwell on this too much, really,
right.
If you go on and on and on, it becomes just like the Reverend Wright thing. This is small potatoes when we're talking about the future of our country.
Right.
I want to see a decent debate between John McCain and Barack Obama where they're talking about issues and, you know, all of a sudden he said appeasement. It's a word. It's just like when Jeremiah Wright got up and he said inflammatory things.
Right.
You know, okay. Was it wrong? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Was it crap? John McCain should say it's crap. I'm very disappointed he didn't do that. I'm very disappointed that Joe Lieberman, you know, got on and said, I believe 100% of what the president said. I wish they wouldn't do that because It's not the question. You can disagree with Barack Obama about the fact that, you know, we shouldn't be talking to these heads of terrorist nations, but you shouldn't be using words that come from Nazi Germany. That's wrong. But once it's over, you know, now let's move on to substance.
All right.
All right. That's just the way I feel.
A 7-year-old Little League player from Freetown, Massachusetts, spent a couple of games on the bench because of his mom. Before the season started, parents signed an agreement that they'd help out at the concession stand. But in this case, one mom, Jody Hooper, said she had to go to work and really couldn't keep up her end of the deal.
Jody Hooper.
So
that sounds so middle America.
Jody.
Hi, I'm Jody Hooper. Nice to see you.
Are you going to go to the concession stand, Jody?
I am. I'm Jody Hooper.
Did you sign the agreement?
I did. That's because I'm Jody Hooper.
What's your name?
Jody Hooper.
She had to work. She couldn't make it, so they wouldn't let her kid play.
My sister's name is Madge Hooper.
Oh, I love her. And Your name is?
I'm Jody Hooper. Nice to see you.
League officials say it's too bad the player had to sit out those two games, but they say the Snack Shack raises $30,000 a year, and they say the money goes to support the teams and fields, and she made an agreement.
By the way, I feel like it's John Candy, you know, at Wally World.
Exactly.
Park's close. Or moose out front, should have told you.
Very much like that.
Should have asked her brother, Todd.
Todd Hooper. Or just Hooper.
Hooper. Well, that's what everyone called him at school.
Hooper.
Police in suburban Chicago are now releasing more details about the incident in which a man went into a Lane Bryant store last February and shot 5 women to death.
Whoa.
Tinley Park police say the man was in the building for more than a half hour. The timeline, now processed, shows that all 5 of the women were killed in the 2 minutes it took police to arrive after the 911 call. Police say the killer was not wearing gloves and so therefore may have left fingerprints.
You know, you're very dangerous when you do these stories.
Why is
tell
that?
You why, because you throw the Lane Bryant store in there.
And, I know. It's
and then immediately,
obviously.
I'm thinking in one direction, and then you mention horrible things like murder, and I can't say a goddamn thing.
We don't know the motive behind this because we haven't even found the guy, but it's fair to raise the question, does he have something against larger women? And that's one of the things we're going to have to find out if we ever catch this guy.
He shot 5 women?
Yes.
But will be found guilty of killing 8.
The reward for information leading
some
to
of us can't control ourselves.
Yeah. The information leading to his arrest worth $100,000 to authorities.
Rob Spiewak, here all week.
I can say that. I'm fat.
Mm-hmm.
A 6th woman who survived her wounds believes she can identify the shooter if they ever catch him. A police spokesman says
she's doing okay. Not every day is a good day, but she wants to be a good witness.
The FBI has questioned the boyfriend of that New Jersey woman who fell over the side of a cruise ship last Sunday.
Yeah.
The young woman fell over the side of the Norwegian.
I didn't mean to chuckle there, too. God damn it, I'm sorry.
All the news is lighthearted.
Yeah, God.
Yes, it is.
Happy Friday, everybody. Any more murders, Buzz?
Went over plenty. The Norwegian Dawn was on its way from New York to Bermuda. The boyfriend.
This is the one off Atlantic City, right?
Right, exactly.
Right.
The boyfriend says the girl's relatives do not believe that Mindy Jordan fell while trying to climb from balcony to balcony.
She just wanted to swim to the showboat.
The boyfriend says the girl's relatives suspect foul play, which is why he was questioned by the FBI.
I think anytime one of those people take a tumble off the cruise ship, there's something going on.
You've been on a cruise ship. Those railings are pretty hard to sort of outwit.
They come up to your shoulders. I've only been on one. I only went on one. I never wanted to go on another one. I felt so claustrophobic. I just wanted to get off.
Loved it. I thought it was
great. Enjoy the cruise.
Oh, it was fantastic. You know who I met on the cruise?
You enjoy the midnight buffet.
I met Mindy Hooper.
And Joy Hooper was sick in her cabin.
Well, now, in spite of this mystery, the cruise line says its security video backs up the boyfriend's story that he did not push her.
Well, so we have video of her falling off the boat or hurling herself off the boat?
Falling. Trying to climb balcony to balcony. The video backs up the boyfriend's story.
She was trying to climb balcony to balcony.
They should find video of the boyfriend buttering her shoes.
Or if she was a larger woman, you know. There are fresh donuts in 1A, but the door to the inner cabin is locked, so you're going to have to go out over the balcony. I guess if somebody gets totally wasted,
drunk enough,
there's
happen.
A lot of drinking on the boats.
And I guess the balconies hang over the outside
the
of the ship.
And she was trying to get from one balcony to another, apparently. That's what the video seems to show that backs up the boyfriend's story.
Guess we'll never see the video, right?
I don't know if we will or not. I'd keep checking.
Yes, on Fox, hosted by James Brown.
Beautiful. It's Billy Bush.
Hey, this is sad, man.
I've got exclusive video right there, boys.
In Toledo, Ohio, they roll up the sidewalks at night, literally. Thieves in Toledo have been stealing sidewalk slabs from in front of people's houses, apparently to try to sell them to landscapers.
Woo!
Times are hard. And in Weber's Falls, Oklahoma, a van full of illegal immigrants pulled up into a driveway. 17 men, women, and children piled out of this van. Sadly, they had pulled into the wrong driveway.
We're in the wrong place.
Get on it.
Get back into the van.
They did not mean to pull up to the local police chief's house.
Oh, no.
He jailed them and has now turned them over to immigration.
Oh, that's when you play.
Stupid immigrants.
That's right.
Ay, caramba.
Coming up in the Hollywood Hot Sheet, Hollywood prepares for its first big lesbian wedding. And coming up in your final buzz, your rebate check is still in the mail. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Got to take a quick break here. Let's take a phone call first from Fredericksburg. Let's say hi to Tom. Tom, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Oh, it just could not be better. Spent the morning with the government officials from the local constabulary. It was a big fun, yeah. Couldn't be Peter. That's what I want to do on a Friday. Effers.
Madge Hooper.
F you. That's what I just wanted to say.
Todd Hooper.
F you, the Hooper. Joy Hooper. What can we do for you, Tom?
All right. I was in the military not too long ago, and I got a T-shirt from one of my ex-girlfriends in high school right after I got out of boot camp that said, "Fighting for peace is like having sex for virginity," and I was wondering what your guys' take was on that phrase.
Not bad.
Yeah, I think it's
not
good.
Bad. I mean,
it's been around for a while.
I mean, it's a bummer. It's a drag. Everybody, you know, the vast majority of Americans feel that way. And you got back safe. That's the important. You're not going back over, right?
Nope.
Good.
Good for you. Well, welcome home, and you know, thanks for doing what you did. Yeah. And I appreciate that. You know, you can't take it away. There are two ways I look at this. I really. And we're, you know, going to be talking about a charity that we want to get involved with if we ever get the final word on that. I want to make an announcement of who we're going to be supporting when we're doing all our, you know, dog and pony shows out here. But, you know, no matter how you feel, the guys that are over there, they're just doing their jobs. They're over there. And I don't like it when you have someone say, they're giving us our freedom.
Right.
I don't necessarily agree with that. What I agree with is these are the people that are putting their asses on the line every day.
To carry out
they are
policies.
Risking their lives to carry out policies of the government. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that I, you know, but I mean, it's like, and you feel bad about it. You really do. And then you know, listen to Buzz's news about all those murders and you feel even more bad. And then you think about Beth Ann shaking her ass.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're filled with joy.
Mrs. Hooper, go to the snack stand, please.
Joy Hooper.
Joy.
We'd like to speak with Joy Hooper if possible.
Joy Hooper's not here. You can speak to Todd Hooper.
Coming up on the big show, we are going to talk to Prelo Alexander.
Yes.
He's a guy who lived on minimum wage intentionally.
Wow.
Because he's a guy that had money, but he chose to take these jobs. And he wrote about it. The book is called You Want Fries With That. We'll talk to Prelo and find out exactly what happened in his fabulous adventures with Joy Hooper.
Joy Hooper!
Coming up on the big show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. WJFK.